Rosemary Hassenroth, founder of Project Management Perspectives and facilitator of an audio series by key project management professionals on what business leaders must understand about accelerating execution of strategy through project work. Today I'm here with Michael Obrokta, former senior project manager at the CIA. He's been writing and speaking worldwide about proven actions business leaders can take for project success. The project management industry is facing challenges. One of them is showing that we actually deliver benefits into the business. So, Michael, what's the story behind the topic of proven business leader actions for project success?
Thank you, Rosemary, for the opportunity to address a topic that has resonated with just the thousands of project managers and business leaders who I've had the pleasure of addressing directly, and which has also resonated with an even greater number of people who have reacted to the articles I've written about this topic in both business and project management publications. Now, one of the reasons that I think this topic seems to get so much traction is the convergence of the mutual interests between the business leaders who are working toward implementing their strategic vision and the interests of the project managers who are extraordinarily focused on delivering results. An example of that came about in June 1999, Fortune magazine article, and in that article it was reported that the number one reason for business leader failure was, and I quote, "bad execution." Simple as that. Not getting things done, being indecisive, not delivering on commitments, end quote. Well, I believe it is those business leaders today who are working to avoid this type of failure who have recognized and embraced their dependency on project management.
I agree that there is a convergence of interest between senior leadership and project managers. The execution is a shared responsibility between senior leadership and the project team. So what can leaders do to improve project execution?
Well, let me illustrate the situation with a short story. And this story is about a project manager named George. And I must tell you that George happens to be the fictitious name of a project manager at the CIA where I worked. In actuality, he's a composite of the thousands of project managers at the CIA that I encountered when I developed and ran the CIA program for training and certifying project managers. And according to the research, there are huge numbers of Georges working in organizations worldwide. Now, George, he discovered a technique that would allow him to address a critical limitation he was encountering in establishing the needed level of authority to run his project. And the technique he happened to discover involved writing and getting signed approval for a project charter document. Well, George recognized that by using this best practice technique, he would dramatically raise the odds of his project success. But as enthused as George might have been to employ this technique, disappointment and perhaps even frustration soon emerged when he was told that we don't do charters around here. Well, Rosemary, the point of this story is to illustrate what one of the actions a business leader could take to permit and perhaps even encourage the Georges of this world to adopt a best practice project technique. In this case, it would have been to establish and use a charter document. So by taking this proven business leader action, not only will the project be more likely to succeed, but the strategic vision of the business leader that's linked to the project will also be more likely to succeed.
Thank you, Michael, for that observation. I know George, or I know many people like him. What else can a senior leader do to improve coordination with a project team?
Well, the good news regarding this little story is that the business leader actions for project success are largely known and understood. In fact, project management practitioners have been engaged for quite some time in identifying these actions that they would like their business leaders to take for project success. And fortunately, lists of these business leader actions can readily be adapted to suit the specific organization or the specific situation. And fortunately, again, project managers are quite adept at supporting this business leader with this activity. In fact, it really doesn't take much more from the business leader than a simple request of the project manager to list out the actions they would like the business leader to take for project success. And, by extension, these actions will result in not only the project success, but in the success of the business leader's strategic vision. And here we get an opportunity to avoid that number one reason for business failure, bad execution, not delivering on commitments.
That's absolutely a great point. But what are some challenges?
The challenge for the business leaders is to understand that some barriers do exist to their taking actions for project success. These barriers, both perceived and real, can limit and really even sometimes derail even the most dedicated business leader. Fortunately, again, though, the barriers are understood, and better yet, approaches already familiar to the business leader can be used to overcome the barriers. Barrier busters, such as servant leadership and such as structured communications, can be adopted and adapted by the business leader to fit the project context. In fact, one very powerful barrier buster is to get help directly from the project managers themselves. And that can be done by forming a project management council. And in that council, the business leader can get the project managers to help take those actions for project success.
Thank you. So Michael has shared that there's a critical dependency between business leader success and project success. And we've really heard that there's great good news available about the actions that are available to the business leader to raise their odds of project success, and that those tools are available and well understood by the project manager to accomplish them. We've also recognized that barriers exist for the business leader interested in taking these actions, and we've also acknowledged and articulated some of the approaches already familiar to the business leader can be employed to bust these barriers down. Additional information can be available on Michael Abrocka. Mike, where can you be found?
I'll tell you, Rosemary, if your listeners would like to tune in to www.zozierinc.com, and that's spelled Z-O-Z-E-R-I-N-C, they'll find information about this and quite a few other related topics as well.
Well, thank you so much, Michael.
And you too, Rosemary. It's been a pleasure.